Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health vs. Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
It didn't feel like anything unusual at the time. It was just a normal night at home, the kind that doesn't stand out in any way once it's over. He had gotten back from work, made something quick to eat, and settled into the evening without much thought. The TV was on, more out of habit than interest, and the house had that quiet, familiar feel it always did, once the day was done. There wasn't anything about the night that suggested it would be different. The knock came a little later, sometime after he'd already gotten comfortable. 2 quick knocks at the front door, spaced evenly, just firm enough to sound intentional without being aggressive. It wasn't the kind of knock that makes you jump, just the kind that makes you assume someone is standing there waiting. He muted the TV and listened for a second, expecting it to come again. It didn't. He got up and walked to the door without thinking much about it, already running through the usual possibilities in his head. A neighbor, maybe. Someone who didn't feel like using the doorbell. It was late enough that it felt a little out of place, but not enough to question it. When he opened the door, there was no one there. He paused, looking out across the street, expecting to catch someone walking away or getting into a car. The neighborhood was quiet, the kind of stillness that comes later in the evening, when most people are already inside. A few porch lights were on, but there wasn't any movement. No sound of footsteps, no door closing somewhere nearby. He stepped out just slightly, looking a little farther in both directions. Nothing. It wasn't enough to turn it into something strange. If anything, it was easy to explain. Someone knocking on the wrong door, realizing it right away, and leaving before he had a chance to answer. It had happened before, and there wasn't much reason to think this was any different. He closed the door and went back to what he had been doing. By the time he sat down again, the moment had already started to fade into something unimportant. The TV came back on, the house settled into the same quiet rhythm, and within a few minutes, he wasn't thinking about it anymore. The second time didn't happen right away. There was enough space between the two that he had completely moved on from it. He had gone back to his routine, gotten up a couple of times for small things, and let the night carry on the way it normally would. That's why the sound caught him off guard. It was the same knock, 2 quick knocks, spaced exactly the same way, with the same weight behind them. But this time it wasn't coming from the door. It was behind him, close enough that he didn't have to question where it came from, and clear enough that it didn't blend into any other kind of noise the house might make on its own. It wasn't muffled, and it wasn't distant. It sounded like it came from somewhere inside the room or just beyond it in a way that didn't leave much room for interpretation. He turned immediately. There was nothing there. The room looked exactly the way it had a second earlier. Nothing out of place, nothing shifting, no movement that would explain the sound. Even the kinds of explanations he might have reached for, the house settling, something tapping against a wall, a noise from another room carrying through, didn't match what he had just heard. He stood there for a moment, listening. The house was completely quiet again. That was the part that didn't sit right. Not just the sound itself, but how clearly it had matched the first one. The same two knocks, the same spacing, the same tone. If it had been anything else, he probably would have dismissed it the same way he had before. But this time, there wasn't anywhere for it to have come from. That made sense. After a minute, he walked through the house, more out of instinct than concern, checking the front door again, glancing into the other rooms, looking for anything that might explain it after the fact. Everything was exactly as it should have been. When he came back to the living room, he didn't turn the TV back on right away. He stood there for a moment longer than he needed to, listening in a way he hadn't before, like he might catch something if he stayed still long enough. Nothing else happened. The rest of the night went on the way it normally would have. That was what made it easy to let go. It had happened, and then it stopped. And by the time he went to bed, it had already started to feel like something that didn't need an explanation as long as it didn't happen again. He didn't think about it the next morning, and if anything, it had already settled into that category of things that feel strange in the moment but don't carry over into the next day. The house looked the same, the routine was the same, and there wasn't anything left behind from the night before that suggested anything had actually happened beyond what he remembered. By the time he left for work, it wasn't even on his mind. The day went the way most of them did. Nothing unusual, nothing that stood out, and by the time he got home that evening, the night before had already started to feel like something that had happened a while ago instead of just hours earlier. The house felt normal again, quiet, familiar, exactly the way it always had, and that alone was enough to leave it alone. The call came not long after he got home. He almost didn't answer it. The number wasn't one he recognized, and he let it ring longer than he usually would before picking it up, expecting it to be something routine. When he finally answered, the voice on the other end took him a second to place. It was a woman, hesitant at first, like she wasn't sure how to begin, and when she said her name, it took him a moment to connect it before it clicked. She was his friend's sister, someone he hadn't spoken to in years, but recognized immediately once he placed her. That's when he knew something wasn't right. She didn't ease into it, and there wasn't much small talk before she told him why she was calling. His friend had passed away, and it had happened the night before. There were details, but not many yet. Just enough to understand that it had been sudden, and that they were still trying to process everything. She apologized for not calling sooner, but it didn't sound like something planned out. It came in fragments. The way people talk when they're overwhelmed, mentioning that they had been going through names, trying to figure out who needed to be contacted, who would want to know, and who should be part of the service. His name had come up in that process, and it had taken them a little longer than they expected to realize they hadn't reached out yet. He told her it was okay, and he meant it. They hadn't talked all the time anymore, not the way they used to, but that had never really mattered. Life had moved them in different directions, and months would go by without much more than a quick message or a short call. But whenever they did talk, it was the same as it had always been. They would pick up right where they left off without any sense that time had passed or anything had changed. And that was just the kind of friendship it was. The conversation didn't last very long after that. There wasn't much else to say in the moment, and most of it would come later once things were more settled. When the call ended, he stayed where he was for a minute, the phone still in his hand, the house quiet around him, in a way that felt different now. It wasn't until later that evening that the thought came back. Not all at once, and not in a way that felt immediate or obvious. It came gradually, the way small details do when something shifts just enough to make you look at them differently. He was sitting in the same room as the night before when it crossed his mind almost in passing, and once it did, it didn't leave as easily. He tried to remember exactly when it had happened, not the precise time, but the sequence. The knock at the door, and then later, the one from inside the house, two separate moments spaced apart just enough that they hadn't felt connected at the time. When he thought back to what he had been told on the phone to when it had happened, he didn't need exact times to see how close it was. It was the same night. That realization didn't come with any kind of certainty or explanation, and it didn't turn into anything he could clearly define. But it sat there in a way that was hard to ignore. The more he thought about it, the harder it became to separate those two things, not because he believed they were connected, but because he couldn't quite convince himself they weren't. He didn't say anything about it, and he didn't try to turn it into something it might not have been. He just sat there in the quiet, aware of the house around him in a way he hadn't been before, and aware that whatever had happened the night before had come and gone without leaving anything behind except the timing. What stayed with him wasn't the sound itself or the way it had echoed through the house, but the fact that it had only happened once, and that it had happened on that night. In the days that followed, nothing else happened. The house went back to being what it had always been, with the same quiet rhythm he had never really paid attention to before. Doors opened and closed, the floor shifted in small, familiar ways, and the kinds of sounds that had always been there blended back into the background where they belonged. Whatever had happened that night didn't repeat itself, didn't build into anything more, and didn't leave anything behind that he could point to and say it had been anything beyond what he remembered. He didn't talk about it. Not because he was trying to keep it to himself, but because there wasn't a version of it that felt right once you said it out loud. It didn't sound like much when you reduced it to what it actually was, and the more you tried to explain it, the easier it became to turn it into something ordinary. So when people asked about his friend, the conversation stayed where it was supposed to. They talked about who he had been, the kind of person he was, and how you could go months without talking and still pick things up exactly where you left off. That part came up more than anything else because it was true in a way that didn't need much explanation. He had been the kind of person who never really felt distant, even when he was. That was what stayed with him. The service was held a couple of days later. It wasn't large, just family and a handful of people who had stayed connected over the years. The kind of gathering where most of the conversations felt unfinished, where people said what they could and left the rest unsaid. He spent most of his time listening, hearing the same stories repeated in slightly different ways, each one filling in a piece of something that had ended too quickly. By the time he got home that night, the house felt quieter than it had before. Not in a way that stood out immediately, but in the same subtle way things do when something shifts and you don't notice it until you're back in the middle of it. He moved through the house without thinking much about it, setting things down, going through the same small routines he always did, before settling in for the night. It was sometime later, when everything had already gone still, that he thought he heard something. Just a sound. Soft enough that it didn't carry the same weight as before, and brief enough that he couldn't be sure what it was. It could have been something outside, a branch brushing against the house, or a faint noise from somewhere farther away that carried just enough to reach him. For a second, it sounded like a knock, but not clearly enough to settle on it. He didn't get up to check. He sat there instead, listening, the way you do when you're not sure if something actually happened or if you only thought it did. The house stayed quiet and nothing followed it. No second sound, no repetition, nothing that turned it into something he had to respond to. After a moment, it faded into the same place everything else had. Something that might have been there or might not have. Nothing that demanded an explanation. It was smaller than that, uncertain in a way that didn't require him to decide what it meant. He let it go, or at least he didn't try to explain it. He sat there for a while longer, thinking about the past few days, about the call, the service, and the conversations that had filled in the space between. It all felt settled in a way that made sense, even if it hadn't at first. The sound didn't come back. and by the time he got up to go to bed, it had already become something that didn't need to be defined. He never heard anything like it again. The house stayed the same. The routine stayed the same, and whatever had happened that night didn't continue beyond it. But every now and then, usually without much warning, he would think back to those two knocks and how clearly he remembered them. And then to that softer sound on the night of the service and the difference between the two. He never tried to decide what either of them meant. He just knew that one of them had been impossible to ignore and the other had been easy to dismiss if he wanted to. For reasons he never quite felt the need to explain, he chose not to dismiss it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.